This is Dave Glowatz. I'm here with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Welcome to my humble abode.
It's great to be here. Today we're talking about your article titled A TIFF Under the Microscope that appears in the Chicago Reader on July 15th, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a look at a recent audit by the Chicago Inspector General's Office of the Central Loop Tax Increment Financing District.
Mm-hmm.
It's been interesting for me to watch how your explanations of tax increment financing for the uninitiated has evolved over the years.
What do you see next week, by the way? I'll just tease you with that.
All right. Then the one that you did this week was pretty interesting. I wonder if you'd read that.
Oh, okay. In a nutshell, the TIF program is a hidden property tax hike where all the local taxing bodies, the schools, parks, county, etc., agree to raise their tax rates and shuffle the additional revenues in designated TIF districts into bank accounts that are for all practical purposes controlled by Mayor Daley. Sounds pretty good to me.
All right. So for people recently joining the TIF discussion, by the way, the audit itself, the document that your article discusses, is available at the MrRadio.org website, linked to the Chicago Inspector General's website from the description of this particular broadcast.
Very good job.
Thank you. So in your article, you list the things that the Inspector General's office was not trying to check with their audit. What they were trying to check was whether the funds used for this particular TIF district were used correctly. What do you think motivated this audit?
Out of a sense of self-respect, the Inspector General, to his credit, decided that it was about time they took a look at this boondoggle. But in their defense, the boondoggle is enormous, and they are a very small branch with very limited resources. So there's only so much they can do. And their mission statement is far greater. You know, they're supposed to be rooting out the blatant acts of waste and corruption and inefficiency. And so these sorts of audits, some aldermen argue, are not even part of their charter. That's what Leslie Hairston and a few of the other aldermen were saying. And as I explain in the story, because of their limited resources, they conducted what is called a sample audit. That means they take a very limited piece of the puzzle and look at it. In this case, you know, the Central Loop TIF had been around for 24 years. It's the only TIF that's gone through a full lifetime. It gathered about $1 billion in the course of its 24-year existence before it went out of existence on December 31st, 2008. So what they did, they didn't take a look at the full 24 years. They didn't take a look at the full $1 billion. They took a look at two projects funded by that TIF, Millennium Park and Harold Washington College, and they only looked at 4 years worth of invoices or bills that were paid for with those TIF funds. And then even within those 4 years for those two projects, they only looked at a sample of the bills that were generated in those 4 years. It just didn't have enough time.
Roughly 60%.
Yeah, so it sounds about right.
And you make what I think is a key point. Given that small sample, the Inspector General's office, the auditors found over $1 million wasted in that small sample, one then could extrapolate that the whole program, as you say, wastes tens and maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. Did you pose that to the auditors when you talked to them?
No, I didn't, because that entire thought process came to me while walking the dog late at night after I had interviewed them. And I was thinking about this. I'm not really that smart. It takes me longer than most people. So I was thinking about this. I was like, well, you know, give Daley credit. There was only, I think it's 1.5 million, something like that, of waste. It's actually a little more complicated than waste. It's just questionable expenditures and
left laying around.
Yeah, money just left in a bank account. So I was thinking, that's not too bad. And then I started, well, wait a minute. What percentage is that of the project? I mean, I started thinking about what percentage the 1.5 was of the sample that they studied. Then I applied that a percentage across the board, and I realized we're talking about a significant chunk of change. And then there's all these other issues that they didn't investigate, which I'm sure merit and warrant investigation, and that is this. They did not take a look at whether the city got the best deal on any of the products or services they paid for with either one of these products. In other words, were these the lowest bids? Did they buy products at a greater price than you could just go pick them up for at a Target or something like that? And they didn't investigate furthermore whether these services truly were needed. The reality of the way Millennium Park was financed, and this didn't really come home to me, I hadn't thought about this in a while until I read this report and interviewed the auditors. The reality is that there was no overall budget of public expenditures governing how Millennium Park was built as is generally the case with TIF-funded projects, where there's a budget that must be approved, and then the city has to live within those budgets. Essentially, what Mayor Daley did was he literally dipped into the Central Loop TIF fund, withdrawing money from that, a bank account, if you will, to pay as he went along for whatever he felt he needed to get Millennium Park built. So it was just scooping into the pot and throwing the money at whatever projects were out there. So as such, there was absolutely no oversight as to whether the city was getting the best deal on any of these projects or any of these supplies, or whether they truly needed them. Maybe for all we know, they ordered all these bushes that are stuck in a warehouse. I think I used that line.
And the only benchmark we have of whether it cost too much is the city's original estimate of how much Millennium Park would cost, because there was no budget ever approved. And by the city's original estimate, and I think you identify this in the story, it cost four times as much than estimated.
Now, in the city's defense of that, the way the spin artists who promote Millennium Park put it, it was like a great idea in work throughout. You know, Mayor Daley is the great visionary who just kept improving on the idea as he thought about it. Much like I improved my analysis of this TIF report while walking the dog. The mayor and I have similar brain habits. That's one explanation. That is a very generous explanation for why the city spent much more money than they thought they did. I suspect that along with that explanation, there was a tremendous amount of waste because they were moving so quickly and there was no oversight. And that's the problem. There is no oversight in a one-man town when that one man in power, Mayor Daley, has complete access to these bank accounts.
One more thing that you mentioned earlier, and you mentioned in your article, that aldermen such as the Fifth Ward Alderman Leslie Hairston thought the Inspector General's office overstepped its authority in auditing the TIF program, which I found astonishing, because it's not as if the IG was investigating the city council. Do you have a sense of where these aldermen think the line should be drawn with respect to what the IG should be investigating?
That's a great question. And once again, I'm being forced to try to understand or comprehend
the aldermanic mind.
The aldermanic mind. I think it could just be something as simple as she was having a rough day. And she was in a foul mood, and someone asked her about this blankety blank IG who they're all sick and tired of, because doesn't he think he's above it all? And so she just, you know, fired something off.
But she wasn't the only one.
No, there were others. Look, if you ask any alderman right now what he or she thinks about the IG, you're probably going to get, you know, a barb in response, because
favorite whipping boy.
Yeah, it's a favorite whipping boy. Again, they feel as though the IG is accountable to no one. It's easy for him to sound off on them and they're doing the hard work, et cetera, et cetera. But one point must absolutely be made, and that is at this moment, the city council is by no means about to start scrutinizing the TIF program. And I think that if we have a change in the fifth floor, a new mayor, a rookie mayor, without all the power that Daley has comes in, then we will see the scrutiny, because then it'll be like the wolves looking out for themselves. And I actually think Chicago will benefit by that, because it'll be as noisy and as raucous and as goofy as the debate will be, at least it will be something of a oversight, which we haven't had.
And I'm sure we'll be talking about potential contenders future interviews.
Okay.
Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.